Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy Nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome to the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. And we're just going to jump right into this, except for one little announcement. Guys, the Mario Kart podcast, the dirt, the pilot episode, I had Firestone come and join me. It is going to be everywhere within the week. Like, the episode's up. It'll be on Spotify probably tonight. I don't know about I got to get it approved with Google and Apple and Amazon and all that stuff. It usually happens pretty quick. If there's a podcast player you want it on, let me know in the Discord. I will make sure that I add it there as well. I know, like, Pocket Catcher is something that you guys ask for often. I think that's what it's called, or I can't remember. So, or Podcatcher, I think is what it is. There's also, I don't know, there's so many different RSS like different podcast players and stuff. So just let me know if there's some that it's not on that you'd like to see it on, and I will make sure it's there. With that, let's jump into the news. Minecraft movie reportedly casts Jack Black as Steve. So we're looking at Nintendo Life here. Yeah, Nintendo Life. And it says, last year, Warner Brothers announced the live-action Minecraft movie would be arriving in cinemas in April of 2024. Now, in a new update, Deadline is reporting that actor-musician Jack Black will be joining the cast. The Kung Fu Panda and Tenacious D star will supposedly be playing the role of player character Steve in this It's Jason Moaled film. And production of this new movie is about to get underway, but details about the plot haven't been revealed just yet. Disgusting Film tweeted out, Jack Black will play Steve in live-action Minecraft movie. And, you know, all of us have come to know and love Jack as Bowser, right? And I'm sure the majority of us liked him in that role. It makes casting him automatically, like, makes me think this movie is going to kind of go in a certain direction. Like, it kind of makes me think about, like, Jumanji or something along those lines, where it's like maybe a little more slapsticky. You know, Jack typically plays, in my mind, kind of this very similar roles. And so also a feeling it's going to end up being pretty funny. Now, looking at Steve and looking at this picture of Jack, is Steve going to have this massive beard, or what's going to be going on here? And what can we expect from Jack when he gets to the red carpet for this movie? Because when he was Bowser, he was putting on a show. That is for sure. So looking forward to more on this as we get closer. The trailer and everything, I'm very curious about how this will play out. And it's one of those scenarios where it's like, you'd want to stay as true to source material as possible. That's usually seems to be when things are the best. Super Mario Brothers movie, you know, very close to source material. That I believe helped it. I mean, obviously it was more of a fan film than like just a great movie, but I think that helped it succeed. All the Avengers stuff, you know, very like stuck a lot, like very close to the source material. I think that helped. It's when they shy too far away. But I almost feel like, what is this? What is the source material even with Minecraft? Is it going to be like, is he going to get placed in this world? And is it going to be mostly like, how do you do Minecraft in a movie? I don't know. That also excites me because I want to see how they will go about bringing this all to life. I'm so like, I'm without words. I don't know what to say about like, how do they make this film look right? If it was CG, I could understand like, oh, everything will be square and blocky. If it's live action, is everything going to look like they're just in a forest? And then he's going to eventually fight an Ender Dragon and they're going to go full Game of Thrones here. Like what? It's got to be appealing to kids. I'm so confused. Is it going to be, I wonder, for those of you that might remember, you can look up Primus. The name of the song starts with Winona's big, and I'm not going to go any further than that, but also the Duracell battery commercials from back in the day. I wonder if it might have a similar look to that where like it'll be live action, but he'll be in a costume that makes him look square and blocky to then put him in a world that is also square and blocky. I don't know. I'm very interested to see how it shakes out. And the fact that they're going live action versus just CGI is an interesting choice. And fingers crossed it pays off. Cause I would love to have more video game movies that are succeeding and that are fun to watch. So fingers crossed on that one. Well, Mario's new voice actor reflects on 2023 and thanks fans for their support. So let's see. One of the biggest reveals last year was the new voice of Mario, in case you missed it. Kevin Afghani, who has now officially replaced Charles Martinet and is also voicing other characters in the series like Luigi and Wario. At the time, Kevin thanked Nintendo. And now to wrap up the previous year, he's taken to social media to thank everyone for the support. Here's exactly what he had to say about 2023 and how wild his year was. Kevin Afghani. Never in my wildest imagination could I believe that this year, what this year would mean to me. I have lived a lifetime's worth of dreams in a year, and I truly cannot put into words how grateful I am. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Kevin's first outing in Nintendo's famous series was Super Mario Bros. Wonder, where he provided the voice of both Mario and Luigi. He also provided Wario's voice in WarioWare Move It, which was released on the Switch last November. So, pretty cool to see dreams coming true for this voice actor and getting to play one of the most iconic characters ever in his mainline games. What a dream that must be. So very, very happy for Kevin. Congratulations. And here's to many, many more games, many more Mario games that you get to voice for us. Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown is estimated to be a 25-hour game. Nintendo Life article here says, while January isn't always the biggest month for video game on the video game calendar, this year there are already several games to look forward to. One of these is Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown. And it goes on to talk about how it is a new Metroidvania-style take on classic platforming series. It's good, you guys. From the demo that the crew played at PAX West, don't sleep on this one. Don't sleep on it. 25 hours, maybe that's a little bit short, but I think Metroid Dread I ended up completing in 13 and loved every minute of it. Was well worth the $60. So this one's, you know, roughly double that, and I'm sure that's leaving out secrets and stuff like that you can still find. So looks like there is a demo arriving on the 11th and a full launch of the game will follow on the 18th. So you guys are probably going to play the same demo I played at PAX. Don't sleep on this one for real. If you like Metroidvanias, this is going to be a game for you. Like not only was the platforming top notch, the controls were super tight. The weapons were cool. The way you traverse the world was cool. And they've done something pretty amazing here. I don't know how many of you guys remember playing Prince of Persia, like on the Game Boy or maybe back on PC way back in the day, but it still has kind of like, you get the feeling that you're playing a Prince of Persia game, but it's very updated. It's hard to put my finger on exactly, but the short demo I played, it demoed very well. So come the 11th, make sure to jump in, download that, and see what you think for yourself. I also enjoy the art style. I really don't have much negative to say about this game. Like, I think it's going to be a great game for us to pick up for the first month of the year. Stardew Valley creator shares new screenshot of version 1.6 update and says Happy New Year. So the screenshot like doesn't mean too much to me because I don't have a ton of experience with Stardew. But the article here reads, to bring in the new year, Eric, Concerned Ape, Barone, has shared a new screenshot of Stardew Valley on social media. This appears to be another look at the next big update, version 1.6. In it, you can see a cow image, the image and the line, good fortunate to you. They have a typo. Good fortune to you in the coming year. There's already been plenty of conversation about this latest post, with some stories are linking to a new festival. Certain posts via the game subreddit are advising fans to focus on other new things in the image instead of like the cow graphic. So taking a look at the image, you've got Happy New Year. There's snow on the ground. Looks like there's a handful of characters, maybe a Christmas tree. There's a heart, which looks like is a firework, you know? So again, I don't have a ton of time. There are some smaller children, maybe children or something they're adding to the game. Looking at the rest of the article here, it says when version 1.6 of Stardew Valley does eventually arrive, it will include a new major festival, two new mini festivals, new late game content, and new items and crafting recipes, winter outfits for villagers, a new farm type, new secrets, and much, much more. So excited for that, especially, you know, I know there's a lot of fans of Stardew. It's one I picked up and started to play when it made its way to the Switch, and I got nothing bad to say about it. I didn't have the time. It's an investment. It is a massive investment. And I did not have the time to put into it, but I know there's a lot of people that hold this game near and dear to their hearts. So excited for everybody when this new update launches. There's a dungeon crawling RPG. The Legend of Grimrock is getting a Switch release. Now this is not a game that I'm familiar with. The article reads, the positively received dungeon crawling RPG Legend of Grimrock will be getting a Switch release later this month on the 15th of January. The title originally made its debut on Windows over a decade ago and will be priced at $14.99 or original equivalent when it arrives on Switch. It has also been optimized for Switch controls. Players take control of a group of prisoners who are sent to Mount Grimrock for crimes they may or may not have committed, and must guide them to freedom by descending through the mountain level by level. Here's a bit more about the game, courtesy of Nintendo's website. It says the game brings back the old-school challenge with highly tactical real-time combat, grid-based movement, devious hidden switches and secrets, as well as deadly traps and horrible monsters. Legend of Grimrock puts an emphasis on puzzles and exploration, and wits and perception of the player are more important tools than even the sharpest of swords could be. Are you ready to venture forth and unravel the mysteries of Mount Grimrock? And if you're wondering, the sequel, Legend of Grimrock 2, will be ported to Switch, according to the game's designer, Antti Toan, I think is what it says, via the Nintendo Switch subreddit. There are apparently no plans for this at the moment. The port of the first game was more of a fun and educational side project for the team. So there you go. Like, if you're into kind of these, you know, grid-based dungeon crawler, this might be something for you to check out. And not a bad price either at $14.99. And and being able to get the sequel could be, you know, could be something worth checking out. I know I will take a peek at some of the videos and see if it's something that I would jump into. I'm guessing at the moment, probably not. But, you know, if you're listening, you got the time and you love these kind of games, I would say go and check it out. Lastly here, Shigeru Miyamoto isn't really thinking about retiring. His focus is on Nintendo's future. So Japanese video game creator Shigeru Miyamoto isn't getting any younger. So what exactly are his plans regarding retirement? The Guardian recently asked Nintendo legend if he was ever tempted to call time on his outstanding career. And although he's been at the company since its arcade era, he's apparently got no plans to do so. He's more focused on the future of the company and the scenario where he needs to pass things on to someone. Fortunately, other employees at Nintendo are already helping to evolve the creation of projects Miyamoto has worked on. Here's exactly what he had to say. Shigeru Miyamoto, more so than retiring, I'm thinking about the day I fall over. In this day and age, you have to think about things in a 5-year lifespan. So do I think about who I can pass things on to in case something does happen? I'm really thankful that there's so much energy around things that I've worked on. These are things that I have already, gone into the world. They've been cultivated by others and other people have been raising them, helping them grow. So in that sense, I don't feel too much ownership over them anymore. As previously highlighted, Miyamoto now acts as a creative fellow, passing on his knowledge and ideas to Nintendo's next generation of game designers. He's also been busy with various other projects in recent times, like movies and theme parks, and mentioned earlier last year how Nintendo probably wouldn't change much without him. So I know personally, I have a whole lot of gratitude for this man. I have... When I look back at the history of Nintendo and I see, you know, as an entrepreneur, as somebody who sets goals, who looks for opportunities, the reason we have Mario is because Nintendo was told no by, I think it was Universal. They wanted to make a Popeye game that featured the love triangle between Popeye, Bluto, and Olive Oil. Because they got a no and they needed a game to get the quarters flowing in the arcade, that is when Shigeru Miyamoto sat down and designed Donkey Kong, Jumpman, and Pauline and created his own love triangle that is now, you know, now we have, like I said earlier, one of the most iconic figures in all of pop culture, which is Mario. And, you know, the story, the history of the company, even getting sued by Universal for Donkey Kong, you know, resembling King Kong, and then them winning that lawsuit. And I believe Jack Kirby was their lawyer. And that's also why why Kirby is the most powerful character in the Nintendo universe. I believe that is the case. I need to double check that. It's been a while since I've looked at it, but I think that is the case and how that went down. There's, yeah, Nintendo has ultimately changed my life. And although I don't get to like necessarily work directly with anybody there, I get to be part of the community that they've built around their games. And I love it. I love it. I'm super, super grateful for everything I get to do. And I don't know that I'd be doing it the same way, at least, if it wasn't for Mr. Miyamoto and all that he's done for gaming. And he's not afraid to take risks, right? Not every game has been a banger. There are some that that have not been great. Others that have been amazing. And but all in all, without him, I don't know we ever get Mario. And without Mario, who knows what happens to Nintendo. So pretty amazing man. And he's done some amazing things for really for all of us that are probably listening to this, right? Whether it's helping us escape the reality of life, whether it's helping us escape the reality of life as children and getting moments of relief from the hard times, or just taking us back to just better days. You know, Nintendo has and Mario have played a big part in probably all of our lives. If you're listening to this, I assume that's the case. So glad to hear that he's, you know, not planning on retiring. Don't like hearing him mention the words like, you know, before I fall over, because I think we all know what that means. And excited for what else we get to see from him, especially with the release of the next console. So that's going to do it for this Nintendo News Minute. I appreciate you guys also very much. Thank you for listening. And remember to go check out The Dirt. Just stay on the lookout. I will update the Discord and Twitter and everything when the new episode is live everywhere. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye now.